Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Get more at 971talk.com.
In a 2-1 decision, a federal appeals court panel ruled Maryland's law banning semi-automatic weapons and high-capacity magazines should have received more legal scrutiny. Today's ruling is reigniting the Second Amendment debate.
So that is from WBAL in Baltimore, the Supreme Court making deciding not to take this big case that we've all been waiting on. Let's get to 2A Tuesday.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday. Brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
Mark Walters, Armed American Radio, with us this morning. And that decision by the Supreme Court is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Mark, good morning. And good morning, Kim Sainosh.
Morning.
How are you guys today?
Good morning. I watched this and I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. How could they have declined to take this case?
Okay, this has been a huge topic on my show. It's been a big topic with us. Oh, this has been going on for a few years,
yeah.
This case. Just a brief background. The case was heard pre-Bruin. Fourth Circuit, Maryland banned assault weapons. They were sued. The Fourth Circuit case, we lost the Fourth Circuit case. They upheld it. Then the Bruin decision comes down. The Supreme Court grants cert in the case. They agree to hear it, but they remand it back. They vacate the decision and remand it back to the lower courts for the lower courts back to the Fourth Circuit to decide in a post-Bruin environment since the Supreme Court ruling in 2022.
Right.
The Fourth Circuit then, wanting to play games, knew that the three-judge en banc panel would find that the right to bear arms would supersede their unconstitutional ban. The entire Fourth Circuit decided to hear it in a very unusual step, all 14 judges. So they upheld Maryland's gun ban as constitutional. That's where we got where we are now. We've been seeking cert at the Supreme Court. This has been in conference now for, well over a year and a half. Just yesterday, the Supreme Court decided against cert. Now, it's very important to hear a couple things because Kavanaugh wrote an unusual letter in an explanation. And here's what part of what he said. He said, given that millions of Americans own AR-15s and that a significant majority of the states allow possession of those rifles, petitioners, those asking for cert, the Snopes case here, have a strong argument that AR-15s are in common use by law-abiding citizens and therefore are protected by the Second Amendment under Heller. Then near the end, he says this, in short, under this court's precedence, the Fourth Circuit's decision is questionable. Although the court today denies certiorari, a denial of cert does not mean that this court agrees with a lower court decision or that the issue is not worthy of review. The AR-15 issue was recently decided by the First Circuit and is currently being considered by several other courts. Then he goes on to say, additional petitions for cert will likely be before this court shortly, and in my view, this court should and presumably will address the AR-15 issue soon in the next term or two. So that's incredibly encouraging, but there's more nuance here. It only takes four justices to hear a case. At the very beginning of his letter, his explanation, it is mentioned that Alito and Gorsuch would have signed on to grant cert in this case. Well, we know Thomas would have because he wrote a scathing dissent that it wasn't granted cert.
Yes.
Which means the fourth justice that didn't agree to take the case was Kavanaugh himself.
Must have been.
Letter. So that begs two questions. Why, of course, and what does it mean? Why didn't Kavanaugh? Well, there's two explanations. There's two other justices, supposed conservatives, Roberts and, of course, Amy Coney Barrett. Does that mean that they didn't feel that one of them was on their team? And if that's the question, why wouldn't Roberts be on the team? Because Roberts was also in our favor in our decisions in the 2008 Heller. Roberts voted with us. 2010 McDonald Roberts voted with us. And 2022 Bruin Roberts voted with us. So that leaves Amy Coney Barrett on the fence. But if that's the case, and he knew Roberts was going to vote with us, that's a 5-4 win. Why didn't Kavanaugh grant cert? That's a 5-4 win. We'll take it, even if Barrett absconds.
Good questions, all. I don't know. We do still have the Illinois case pending, right?
Yeah, and that's one of the other circuit cases. And I really do believe, after speaking with Mr. Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, but you're talking to somebody who believed that they were going to take this case as well, too. But we've made very clear we could always be wrong. We never know what the court's going to do. It sounds clear to me that what the court is trying to do is what they've done in some of these other cases at 2A related. They want to let the lower courts make these decisions before they take the case. There are other pending cases, and I think what they want to see is that they just want to see these cases unfold, and Mr. Gottlieb threw the caveat out from the Second Amendment Foundation that the court is incredibly busy right now. They've got tons and tons of emergency petitions because of the Trump administration and Democrats. They know another case is coming. They're basically what they're saying is, we'll get to it, guys, just not now. And that's very disturbing for all of us to hear.
I would agree.
I'm going to take a left turn here, but I have to ask you about something that you just posted on X a couple hours ago. And this is what you wrote. It says, more than 200 California bar exam takers move from fail to pass after new scoring adjustment.
Yeah.
Is that how Kamala Harris was able to climb the rank? I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, you know, if you read the end of that where I put a little tag on that said, everybody wins a trophy in California.
Yeah, that's true.
It's crazy. I mean, are we paying all these people gobs of money to represent us and really they would have failed the bar? That's crazy to me.
Yeah, well, considering you're talking to someone that just lost his case against OpenAI that I am now able to talk about, too. OpenAI defeated me in court. I sued them because of libel and defamation when it spit out a completely false document accusing me of stealing over $5 million from
what?
The Second Amendment Foundation. And I lost the case on May 15th. And as a result of that, the judge tossed it on summary judgment after 2 years in court.
Wow.
And as a result of that, they've been given essentially, and I say they, meaning artificial intelligence language models, LLMs, have been given essentially carte blanche to say whatever they want, and you have to do your research to determine whether or not you believe it, and they are apparently now cannot be held accountable.
They have no liability.
And who takes the time to research that? That's the problem, is people see stuff online, and they take it like it's gospel, that it's, oh, well, it's clearly true.
Yeah, well, look, I respect the court's decision. Let me make that very clear. My case was groundbreaking. It was Walters v. OpenAI. You can read about it. Some of the headlines afterwards, you know, it's made tremendous global news. Everybody on earth was watching the case because it was the first of its kind. So, yeah, I would like to think that if I was in California, which I would never be, but assuming I was, and I hired an attorney, that they weren't representing me because they were just given a trophy because
right.
lowered the score. I'd like to know I had an attorney that was worth their weight in salt, not somebody who just got handed the trophy. Here, go ahead and be a lawyer.
It's like a
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine if we're getting a surgery and you find out that the surgeon who's about to do like a brain surgery on you or your loved one really wasn't right. Going to pass medical school, but because of a new scoring adjustment, it's like, you know what? You go ahead and you get that degree. You passed.
Yeah. You were really nice. I really
yeah,
did
yeah.
like you.
To, we're you're good, go ahead you're a good person.
Mark, to be clear about the AI ruling, if a human being, I don't know, at NBC News had written a false article claiming that you stole money, you could sue that individual for slander, right?
Yeah.
But you can't sue artificial intelligence for simply making something up? Was that the ruling?
Yeah, well, essentially, that's what the end result was. Look, I was deemed by the court to be a public figure because of what I do. I understand that, okay? Which makes it a higher hurdle for me.
Right, right.
Because if you have actual malice, all right? Well, this was accusatory of criminal activity. So our argument was it's libel per se because it was criminal. Now, in the state of Georgia, I'm talking about where our lawsuit was brought, I met the criteria because only one person outside of me had to see it for it to be defamatory. And
right.
That's what happened when a journalist was given the information unbeknownst to me. That journalist didn't then publish it, but did his due diligence, said, what did Walters do here, and found out later that it wasn't true. Our argument was it was published when they sent him the defamatory information to begin with. We claimed that was defamatory. We went, it was a 2-year, you know, the case was on for 2 years. It posed fascinating questions that have never been posed in this digital age right now. And, you know, congratulations to him. They beat me fair and square. You know, you go back to the old My Cousin Vinny, win some, lose some. You know, I lost this one, but it opened a lot of eyes. I'm very proud for having brought the suit. And my next move is going to be to talk with my legislator here from the House in the state of Georgia.
Oh.
I've set up a meeting. So
good. Yeah, let us know how that goes. We appreciate it. Mark Walters, you're the best, my friend. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, guys. Appreciate it much. You guys have a great day.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.